KWOS News Time now, 8:21 to the KWOS Live Line. Hal Dooley out this morning. We'll promote what Hal has coming up on the show. But first, in with us, Cole County Public Works Director Larry Benz. LB, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Boy, tracking along, I know you keep us posted on a regular basis. How are things looking flooding-wise after our rain and our crazy winds here in Cole County for us immediately, Larry?
Well, right now, the Morrill's on the way down. We're seeing the streams all drop. The ground situation is that it's saturated here in the county. So any rainfall we're seeing right in the streams right away. So in addition to that, we also have the Missouri that's on the rise right now that we're paying attention to see if that'll cause any issues in Osage City area.
Yeah, that's a big challenge for you, at least from a public work standpoint, because of the problems with, well, you know, properly right here in North Jefferson City and the city, you know, that's kind of on the city's purview, but it takes you in as well. What are the predictions you're looking at for the Osage City area? It doesn't take much to get up in Osage City, does it?
No, it doesn't. Right now, we're not expecting a whole lot of issues with the current rise that's going on, but we're going to have to monitor. We've met with or participated in some webinars with National Weather Service with the snowpack and stuff that's on Missouri. We're going to have to keep an eye on that system this summer. They'll release it as slow as they can over time, but you know, once the water's into the system and we get some rainfall along the Missouri River, it could cause issues down here, similar, you know, what we've seen in the past.
It is a challenge. And then you, on your side of it, you have to worry about the tributaries that are either in Cole County or border Cole County. Is that affects it when the Missouri starts to come up, right?
Well, when the Missouri comes up, it affects at least the lower reaches of the Osage River, which borders on the other side of our county. So we need to keep an eye on it to make sure that, you know, we're monitoring our roads if we need to get signs up and stuff. Most of our roads in the flood areas have a series of three signs that go up, you know, that are up all the time that warn people at least to be looking. But as we've seen this week with the water rescue that we had, sometimes those signs aren't paid attention to, so and consequently, you know, a lady and her daughter had to be rescued this week. Thank God it was a rescue and not a recovery.
Boy, you've been through those before, haven't you, Larry? I mean, it's one of those situations, and as you know my backstory, you know, those flooded low water crossing signs are there for a reason, aren't they?
Exactly, and you know, that's why we ask everybody, especially this time of year when the ground is saturated, it doesn't take a whole lot of rainfall to bring these tributaries up. Luckily, the incident that happened this week was more in a backwater area. There wasn't a whole lot of current, so she was able to exit her car, and the fire department was able to get in and get her and her daughter out of there safely.
Where did this happen at, Larry?
It happened out on East Loman Road.
And that's an area out there, boy, people can sure relate. And I think there's a misconception sometimes, Larry, that you've done so much great paving work, thanks to the half-cent sales tax in Cole County, that low water crossings aren't an issue anymore, and that is not the case, is it?
Exactly, and you know, on this location, it's actually a small tributary, you know, that comes into the one of the branches of the Morrill when the Morrill's up. You will get some backwater in there. It's a low traffic area that we've had issues with in the past. You know, and again, to be able to get in and replace these low water crossings, we have to have the landowner sign off on it. So, you know, it takes everybody working together to get these replaced.
Talk to us about it, you know, and it's kind of a cliche phrase about turn around, don't drown, but law enforcement and you guys take it very seriously, don't you?
Yes, we do. You know, I've been on pretty well all sides of that, having been a firefighter in the past, as well as a volunteer in the sheriff's department. You know, these issues are serious. It not only puts the people that are involved with the vehicle in danger, but it also puts the emergency responders that come out there to try to assist them. We've had things in the past. We've been fortunate, John, in the last several years. We've not had any. But this one, again, like I said, thank God it was in an area with just water across the road with little or no flow to it that we were able to get. If it had been down on Metals Ford or one of those, it could have been a whole completely different story where the current was a lot swifter.
Well, like you said, amen to that one. Larry, before we let you out of here, maybe one more caution for folks to keep an ear peeled, keep an eye peeled and an ear open for the potential summer challenges on the Missouri River, correct?
Exactly. And, you know, John, it's people, with Missouri especially, in Osage, you can see high water levels, and there may not be any rainfall occurring in our areas. So they really need to pay attention to those signs that we have up out there. They're put up there for the people's use to make sure that they know that there's an area that may flood coming up. They just need to pay attention, slow down, and keep an eye. I know we're about to go into the summertime where a lot of people will be trying to go down on the river to their cabins and stuff, but they need to definitely pay attention to the signs.
Cole County Public Works Director Larry Benz with us this morning on KWOS Open Air. Larry, we will get you back to it this morning. Appreciate the update.
Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks much.